This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. and several of the world's major trading powers are dealing with uncertainty surrounding China. Politico says the spread of the coronavirus has killed hundreds of people and sickened tens of thousands in mainland China. However, at the World Trade Organization's gathering in Geneva, Chinese officials were quick to flex their economic muscles and remind other officials from countries around the world about China's contribution to the worldwide economy. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told a House panel this week that the coronavirus will very likely affect the U.S. economic growth, but it is far too early to predict what kind of impact it will have. He also said the central bank does not see any need to adjust interest rates right now, as U.S. manufacturing has weakened over the past year. The outbreak is putting a damper on speculation that China will be able to meet the obligation it had agreed to in the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. China's Ministry of Agriculture says the country may have to delay its purchases of $40 billion due to the outbreak, but also has said it will fulfill its commitment within a year. Fresh off the Phase 1 trade deal with China, President Trump has his sights on a new deal with the European Union. The president wants to restructure the over $1 trillion in U.S. trade relationship with the European Union. Reuters says that's already raising the specter of another major trade war as the global economy is slowing. Trump has long complained that the EU position on trade is worse than China's. Europe has been treating us very badly over the last 10 to 12 years. There's been a tremendous deficit with Europe, and that's it having incredible trade barriers, so we're going to start with that, unquote. Meantime, EU officials say they are willing to work with the U.S. president to address some of the challenges in the relationship. A German conservative lawmaker tells Reuters that Trump needs to remember the EU and the U.S. were evenly matched in economic realm and that they would defend themselves if the need arises. EU officials say we will respond to U.S. tariffs and we know how to structure them to be effective. Reuters says there may be a mini-deal like the Phase 1 trade agreement signed with China. However, that likely won't solve the main issue that would both allow both sides to declare a truce. In other ag news, most, if not all, in the ag industry would agree that 2019 was a rough year. In fact, for many, 2018 and 2017 weren't much better. However, according to a variety of surveys and polls, many in farm country are feeling more positive about the road ahead in the ag industry here in 2020. But one economist says he's not looking at 2020, but well beyond. Nathan Kaufman, economist for the Federal Reserve, says it's not the next 12 months that have his lion's share of focus.
Keep in mind that we've been in a, broadly speaking, downturn in the ag economy for the past 5 years. And if you add another 5 years to that, that's 10 years' time. And a decade is a long time to be in an environment where it's difficult to make investments for long-term planning if you're a producer. So I think what I would worry about is not necessarily what these pressures look like for the next year, though certainly there's places where you could see them building. I think that it would be more if this continues to last.
Kaufman says if the farm economy as a whole does not see some changes for the positive between now and 2025, stress and pressure will continue to build, requiring a much larger correction. So what happens if things do not turn around in the next 5 years? Kaufman has one word: consolidation.
I think that the changes over the past 5 years have been especially pronounced for what we would call, say, a mid-sized operation. They might need to either decide whether they try to get large and take advantage of scale or whether they try to stay small and nimble and identify opportunities. So I think where you've seen some of those changes really has been in that mid-sized operation.
Kaufman anticipates if the farm economy does not turn around in the coming years, it will become the mid-sized farm that feels the greatest pressure. And it seems like consolidation is the word for just about everything anymore. Upper Mississippi locks and dams planning just got a big boost from the Army Corps of Engineers for the fiscal 2020 work plan. A long-awaited pre-construction engineering and design, or PED, funding for the Upper Mississippi River and Illinois waterway system is now on the Army Corps fiscal year 20's work plan. funded by the Energy and Water Department Appropriations Bill. The core plan is for its civil works mission. Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deborah Calhoun.
$4.5 million was provided in the FY20 work plan. This is for appropriations received in FY20, and we are thrilled. This is the first time that PED funds have been allocated for NESP since 2012.
NESF is the Navigation and Ecosystem Sustainability Program to overhaul and replace ancient locks on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois River, a key for the nation's ag shippers and farmers.
$3 million will go toward navigation, and $1.5 million will go for environmental restoration for NESP. And as you know, that's a dual-purpose program.
USDA released a major study last August that stressed the vital national contribution from waterways modernization on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois Waterway. Calhoun predicted in December that Upper Mississippi lock modernization should begin around fiscal year 2024, but cautioned that's not guaranteed despite Congress authorizing the work way back in 2007. Moving on now into state ag news, unified carrier registration, or UCR, fees are published after a months-long delay in registration. However, farm vehicle owners face a June 1st registration deadline. That's according to Kirby Wagner of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Assistant Director of Transportation and Infrastructure. Registration starts today, and enforcement will begin June 1st. UCR registration was delayed in October of last year until the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration completed adjustments for 2020 fee levels. The fees for registration year this year were reduced below last year's level by 14.45%, Wagner notes. Any farm vehicle owner required to have and display a U.S. Department of Transportation number must also register and pay a UCR fee. There's no farm exemption from the UCR or the U.S. DOT number. The new fees for commercial vehicles are $59 for up to two vehicles, $176 for three to five vehicles, $351 for six to 20, and $1,224 for a fleet of 21 to 100 vehicles. The reductions were made to ensure the funds collected do not exceed the dollar limit that the statute allows, and you can register online for the new UCR fees under the UCR website or the Illinois Commerce Commission's website. Moving on now to a couple bull sales in our local area. First off, cattlemen interested in buying a performance-tested bull should attend the Illinois Performance-Tested Bull Sale. That'll be held next Thursday, the 20th at 11 a.m. at the Livestock Center at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Of the 56 bulls cataloged, 24 are longer-age 2018 mature bulls and 32 are yearlings. Available breeds include 29 Angus bulls, 19 Simmental and Sim-Angus bulls, and 8 polled Hereford bulls. This marks the 52nd annual sale, with 4,788 bulls valued at over $8.8 million sold in the previous sales. That's according to Travis Mateer, bull sale manager. The sale order will be based on a PowerPoint score system that uses the economic index provided by each breed association. Along with a strict requirement for superior expected progeny differences, or EPDs, bulls must meet some of the industry's most rigorous requirements. Quote, these bulls do not have to pass the test. They have to pass every test, Mateer said. More information on the bull sales or consigned bulls, you can contact Travis Mateer at 217-430-7030, or you can email him at wmateer, that's W-M-E-T-E-E-R, at gmail.com. In other bull sales now, more in our local area. Coming up Saturday, Rhodes Angus, 5 miles west of Carlinville, will be hosting their annual open house and bull sale at the farm. To explain more on this year's sale is owner of the operation, Larry Rhodes, who explains there aren't many changes from past sales.
No real changes. People can stop by any time prior to the 15th to look at the animals. They're very close and easy to find. And on the 15th, viewing will start really any time a person gets done with their chores, we'll get done with our chores around 10, and the animals will be there. And at 12:30, then would be the bid off, and that would be when a particular animal has more than one person interested in purchasing, then there would be a bid off between those interested parties on that particular animal. And we'll start with the bulls, and after they sell, then we will go into the heifers.
Lots of people familiar with your operation and your farm, but you've got a nice flyer here that I'm sure you've probably sent out to previous buyers, but it just has the story of your farm and, you know, had the priorities of what your operation is. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind covering that, we'll go ahead and talk about that.
Our greatest priority is fertility and the longevity of the cow. We want that cow to be able to calve at 2 and then stay in the herd calving every 365 days. That is, without a doubt, the most economically important trait within someone's breeding program, is that fertility, that extended cow performance. And when you throw in fescue, it can cause some problems. So we stress that animal that will do well in a fescue environment. Past that, you know, we want that, it's not all about the female. We also stress the importance of how that calf does and how it grows. Then if a person retains ownership, how those cattle will feed out, as well as grid if they would happen to sell them on a grid marketing program. So a couple programs that we're involved with, one is Top Dollar Angus, where we send the information on our cattle to Top Dollar Angus. It's a third-party verification system where they look at how do the cattle feed out and then how do they would they sell on the grid. So we'll have notations as to which of our cattle selling meet those specs. But then this year, the Certified Angus Beef program has designated certain animals as Certified Angus Beef targeting the brand qualified. So we also have those cattle mentioned with that. Now, that would just be the Angus cattle on the Certified Angus Beef deal. The Top Dollar program, that would be for the Angus as well as the Sim Angus. So those are a couple things of note that if a person would have some questions, be glad to try to answer any question they may have. We also have a presence on Facebook under Rhodes Angus, as well as a website, which is rhodesangus.com.
Again, the sale, that's Saturday, the 15th of February. It's 12:30 in the afternoon, so that'll be plenty of time for folks to get chores done in the morning and come out in the afternoon. And again, Angus bulls, Sim Angus bulls, Angus heifers, and Sim Angus heifers. So pretty good selection.
That's correct, and lunch will be provided. It's nothing fancy, but like Subway with some chips, stuff like that. Look forward to seeing you at the sale on the 15th.
Again, that was Larry Rhodes, and the sale again will be on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. And if you didn't catch the full interview on Monday that we had with him, you can catch that on the website of the radio station, WSMIRadio.com, or remember, visit their Rhodes Angus Facebook page, and you can find the interview there as well. Moving on now to the Ag Community Bulletin Board, 6:41 here on your Thursday morning. Soil and water interactions will be the focus of a soil and water management seminar sponsored by the U of I Extension. That'll be held next Thursday, February 20th, at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. The presentation will be delivered by PowerPoint and web conference from 9 till 2 that day. Certified crop advisors will receive 4.5 continuing education units in soil and water management by attending the seminar. Registration is $45 per person, will include lunch, and the deadline for registration is Friday the 14th. That's tomorrow, Friday the 14th. Registration can be completed online by visiting extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Macoupin County Extension Office at 854-9604. One other note to tell you about, the 5F event sponsored by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, that'll be held next Thursday as well. That location has changed now. That'll be held at the Butler Community Building. Originally was planned for the Farm Bureau in Hillsboro. That is now at the Butler Community Building. Same time, same topic and everything, but the location has changed. Now at the Butler Community Building on Thursday. And that'll wrap up today's Ag Show for this Thursday morning. But remember, if you have any Ag news for us or anything for the Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday morning, February 13th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.